Example 9. 9 of clubs, king of spades, 4 of diamonds. The colour reading for these cards is black, black, red, which means things have been tough but are going to get better in the future. Taking a quick glance at the colours of the cards, we get the overall impression that after a protracted spell of tough times, things are going to get better. We start with the 9 of clubs, a card all about work and projects nearing completion. With the focus on the 9 of clubs, and with the influence of the king of spades, we have a man getting in the way and making things difficult. He could be part of the problem, or could be an outside influence, it's hard to tell. With the focus on the king of spades, and the influence of the 4 of diamonds, we have the idea of solid and powerful foundations being laid for success and possible financial reward. We end with a red card, so looking on the bright side, it appears that the king will be thwarted in his attempts to mess things up for the 9 by the strength of strong finances and stable affairs. If you keep your house in order, you can tolerate even the nastiest big bad wolf. There are no hearts in this reading, so it's certainly not about love and families. Other things to bear in mind. This is quite a nice reading to talk about. It creates a simple story, with some cards that seem to make sense together without trying too hard. As I said before, sometimes you get readings that come together really easily, and at other times you struggle to make things coherent. However, talking about these cards without relating them to yourself or someone else, as we are doing in this book, means we can get a bit smug about our ability to give readings. Don't forget that just because you can make a good story out of a reading doesn't mean that the person you are giving the reading to won't derail the story that initially comes to your mind. This point does illustrate just how much like a story readings can be. The cards let you tell a tale, and with interjections and suggestions from a third party, the person you're giving a reading for, you both create a semi-relevant narrative for this person. Stories are powerful, and practicing telling stories with the cards is a great way to practice giving readings, while at the same time becoming more familiar with the cards and the way they interact with each other.